most of your, if the perishables are flown in, but in terms of getting back to what we stock, you've got a range of foodstuffs, and beyond that, I take it you have the standard set of departments, any department store has in the south type of thing, beyond the food department.
Yeah, that's right. Like all department stores, we have departments for clothing, we have departments for hardware, departments for footwear, notions, toys, etc. Just like any other organized retail outfit in the South.
Where so, do people go for things like big things like fridges, stoves, vehicles?
Well, that's that would be contained in our what we call a department, 600 housewares department, and we would just import whatever we thought would be the correct amount for a year, because let's not forget that the bulk of our supplies, food in particular, comes in once a year by barge, and we're sitting on this inventory for 1 year before it turns over, so we have to look ahead a little bit and do some homework. And estimate the demand of any one particular item, particular large items like fridges and stoves and boats, outboard motors, items like that, and get them in by barge and hope, of course, our sums are correct, and sell them within the period they're designed to sell, be sold in. So this is basically it. So we do have departments within the little store, which we keep up to date with regard to checking and reordering. Clothing and most of the other lighter items comes by parcel post, because it's the cheapest way we can find in order to get the stuff up. But more and more people, because of the advent of more airlines feeding into Spans Bay, rates tend to come down. There's more competition, so we're finding that the level of freight costs between parcel post and air freight is now becoming quite marginal. So I can foresee that if it continues in the same trend, we'll probably end up getting most of our stuff in by air freight.
What does it cost a kilogram now,
air freight? Air freight, we're operating on a $1.07 per pound basis, which would be approximately about $2.20 a kilo
from
Edmonton. Yeah, this includes truck and air charges. So parcel post is just marginally behind that right now. It's still high, but still generally cheaper than air freight. So the bulk of our lighter items, anyway, and come in by parcel post.
What's the barge rate?
The barge rate is something in the region of about maybe 40 cents a pound, and that's also estimated from Edmonton, because that's our main jump-off spot for all our supplies coming up here by barge. It goes from Edmonton to Hay River, and it's transported by truck to Hay River, and then into containers. The containers are barged down the Mackenzie along the Arctic coast to Spence Bay, which is, of course, is the end of line for NTCL or transportation company for barge items. So that's generally how it's worded.
September.
I've seen it as early as August, the third week of August, but generally speaking, it's the second week of September each year. And a few weeks after the barge departs, we're into winter. It freezes up, so the timing is just about right.